Now, some of you may be thinking about going to the West for some software engineering job or something like that. Take a cargo ship, I dare you. Takes 32 days. You just get on a jet plane and go, and somebody's waiting for you at the airport with a car or a taxi. Prabhupada was on a boat. If no one was there to wait at the, he didn't know if anyone was going to be at the docks waiting for him. He had no money and no place to go. But he offered a prayer. Krishna, I'm helpless. I have no power. If you give me the power to speak, they will understand me. If you manifest through my words, their hearts will be transformed. I have no bhakti, no devotion. I have no knowledge, but you've given me the name Bhaktivedanta. It's up to you, Lord, to fulfill the meaning of this name. My Lord, I am just your puppet. You can make me dance any way you want me to dance. I am your puppet. And he signed the letter, "Your insignificant beggar, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada." Or A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. It was because Prabhupada was completely renounced. He knew, I'm not the doer. I'm not the enjoyer. I'm not the proprietor. I'm just the puppet of Krishna. Krishna empowered him with such divine strength that he transformed over the decades, millions of people's hearts, and gave them the strength to give up sinful activities, to live a pure spiritual life, and to speak and live in such a way to transform other people's lives. That is the power of renunciation. And it is that power that has transformed our lives, or given us the opportunity to transform our lives from one of ego to one of humility, from greed to selfless service, from lust to love. Bhakti means to practice according to Krishna's loving plan.